Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It's May 30th, 1942, in San Leandro, California. Neatly dressed in a pressed shirt and cap, 23-year-old Fred Korematsu walks alone down a sunbaked street. He checks his wristwatch and quickens his pace because he's running late to meet his girlfriend. The air shimmers with heat. All across California, temperatures are rising, and so are suspicions. America is at war with Japan, and on the West Coast, that doesn't just mean curfews and blackouts. Thousands of Japanese Americans like Fred have been detained as potential spies or saboteurs. But Fred has some protection. In his pocket are forged documents that list him as Spanish American. But Fred still wonders if there'll be enough. And out of the corner of his eye, Fred notices a police officer across the street speaking into his radio. Fred doesn't break stride, though. He tries to act like he has every right to be here. But then the officer crosses the street and demands to see Fred's ID. Fred reaches into his pocket and produces a beige card, a draft registration listing him as Clyde Serra, born in California to Spanish and Hawaiian parents. The officer studies the card, glances at Fred, then back at the card. Fred's palms begin to slick with sweat and his heart starts pounding. After a pause, though, the officer hands the card back. Fred exhales, forces a smile, then continues down the street. But before he's gone more than a few steps, the officer blows his whistle. Fred turns to see a police car swinging around the corner. It screeches to a halt by his side, and two officers leap out. They seize Fred and cuff him. As they push him into their car, his forged ID slips from his hand and falls face up on the sidewalk. The name Clyde Serra stares back, a name that belongs to no one. Fred Korematsu is just one of thousands of Japanese Americans caught up in the government crackdown after Pearl Harbor. But his case will become unique when a local civil rights lawyer offers to defend him in court. The legal battle that follows will eventually reach the highest authority in the land, and the Supreme Court will deliver one of its most controversial judgments when it rules on the limits of federal power in wartime on December 18, 1944. Before we get back to the episode, a quick update on my live tour. The first show will be in Dallas, Texas on March 6th at the Granada Theater. It's going to be a thrilling evening of history, storytelling, and music, looking back to explore the days that made America. And did I mention music? Yes, because I'm bringing a full band with me. So come out and see me live in Dallas. For more information on tickets and upcoming dates, go to historydailylive.com. That's historydailylive.com. Come see my Days That Made America tour live on stage. Go to historydailylive.com.
As the holidays approach, it's time to return to the classics. Flaky pie crusts, perfectly browned butter, and cookies with just the right texture. And one ingredient you cannot compromise on is Kerrygold butter. Kerrygold butter is crafted with milk from grass-fed cows that graze on lush green pastures across family farms in Ireland. The result? A rich, creamy butter with a high butterfat content that elevates every recipe. Whether you're making signature shortbread or browning butter for a nutty depth in your pecan pie, Kerrygold makes all the difference. The flavor is unmatched, and the texture it brings to baked goods is simply divine. So this holiday season, if you're baking for loved ones or just for yourself, reach for Kerrygold. It's the butter of choice, and your pies, your cookies, and your cakes will thank you.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
From Noiser and Airship, I'm Lindsey Graham, and this is History Daily. History is made every day. On this podcast, every day, we tell the true stories of the people and events that shaped our world. Today is December 18th, 1944, the Korematsu case. It's the morning of December 7th, 1941, 6 months before the arrest of Fred Korematsu. In a parked car overlooking San Francisco Bay, 22-year-old Fred lounges in the driver's seat, his left arm resting on the open window, his right draped around his girlfriend's shoulder. The couple takes in the glittering water and the red arc of the Golden Gate Bridge. A soft tune drifts from the car radio until suddenly the music cuts out. It's a breaking news bulletin. The announcer's voice trembles as he reveals that the American naval base at Pearl Harbor in Hawaii has been attacked. Several ships have been sunk and thousands of servicemen are dead or wounded. Fred stares at the crackling radio, horrified by the enormous loss of life. And then, when news emerges that the Japanese Air Force is responsible, cold dread settles over him. Even though he's thousands of miles away from Pearl Harbor, Fred knows that this attack will have consequences for him too. Fred was born in Oakland, California, the third son of Japanese immigrants who had moved to the United States in 1905. Like so many other newcomers before them, Fred's parents strived to achieve the American dream, and they started a flower nursery where Fred often worked as a child. But being Japanese-American has never been easy. After diplomatic relations between Japan and America soured in the 1930s, Fred endured racist taunts at school. Then, after graduating, he tried to join the army, but was rejected, and the officer dealing with his application left Fred in no doubt that it was because of the way he looked. No matter what his birth certificate said or how American Fred felt, many others only saw him as Japanese. And then, the day after the attack on Pearl Harbor, the United States declares war on Japan, and on the West Coast, the shock quickly hardens into anger and anti-Japanese hysteria. Shops ban Japanese-American customers,
FBI agents arrest Japanese-American priests and community leaders. Life magazine even publishes a guide on how to tell between the wicked Japanese and the friendly Chinese by the shape of their noses. Then, in early 1942, President Franklin D. Roosevelt gives this prejudice the government's stamp of approval. He signs Executive Order 9066, giving the military the power to remove Japanese Americans from vulnerable areas. The Army immediately posts bulletins on telephone poles, ordering every person of Japanese descent living on the West Coast to report for relocation. Soon, tens of thousands of Japanese Americans are languishing in remote relocation centers. With barbed wire and guard towers, these facilities are little more than concentration camps, and Fred Korematsu has no intention of going to one voluntarily. So when the bulletins appear in his neighborhood, Fred helps his parents and brothers pack their belongings and close up their home, but he refuses to join the others and hand himself to the authorities. He can't bring himself to obey an order he believes is not only unjust, but is a violation of everything that America stands for. So he stays behind, hoping that no one will notice him. But as the weeks pass, his task becomes harder and harder. Military patrols roam the streets, and President Roosevelt declares all Japanese nationals over the age of 14 to be alien enemies. Fred feels like a hunted man, so he cuts his hair short and moves between rented rooms in Oakland and San Leandro. He keeps off main streets whenever he can and carries forged papers that identify him as a Spanish Hawaiian laborer by the name of Clyde Serra. He even has an operation to alter the shape of his nose, hoping it will hide his Japanese features. And for a while, it all works. But on May 30th, 1942, Fred's luck runs out. A police officer spots him walking through San Leandro and isn't fooled by Fred's papers. He's arrested and charged with violating military law. And at first, Fred's arrest is just one among hundreds of others. But soon, his plight catches the attention of a local civil rights advocate. And with his help, Fred Korematsu will put his name to a case that will challenge the limits of government authority and test the strength of liberty in America.
As the holidays approach, it's time to return to the classics. Flaky pie crusts, perfectly browned butter, and cookies with just the right texture. And one ingredient you cannot compromise on is Kerrygold butter. Kerrygold butter is crafted with milk from grass-fed cows that graze on lush green pastures across family farms in Ireland. The result? A rich, creamy butter with a high butterfat content that elevates every recipe. Whether you're making signature shortbread or browning butter for a nutty depth in your pecan pie, Kerrygold makes all the difference. The flavor is unmatched, and the texture it brings to baked goods is simply divine. So this holiday season, if you're baking for loved ones or just for yourself, reach for Kerrygold. It's the butter of choice, and your pies, your cookies, and your cakes will thank you.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
It's May 31st, 1942, in the San Leandro jail, the day after Fred Korematsu's arrest. Fred sits on a metal cot in the cell where he spent the night. The walls are bare, the air is stale. It's a bleak place to wake up in, and Fred knows he could spend months or maybe even years in a cell just like this one. Fred looks up to the sound of keys jangling and the crunch of metal in the lock. He rises to his feet as a guard opens a cell door and tells Fred to follow him. He has a meeting with his lawyer. Fred frowns because he doesn't have a lawyer, but he follows the guard to the conference room anyway, where a smartly dressed man in his late 30s is waiting for him. After the guard has gone, the man introduces himself as Ernest Besig, the director of the Northern California branch of the American Civil Liberties Union. Ernest explains that the ACLU is concerned by the arrests of Japanese Americans. For months, they've been debating how to challenge the constitutionality of Executive Order 9066, and they're looking for a test case. And Ernest thinks Fred is the perfect candidate. Fred listens carefully, then nods. This is a chance to expose the injustice of Japanese internment. It'll be a long fight, but Fred is ready. His first appearance in federal court comes just over 3 months later in September 1942. Fred is represented by a team of lawyers from the ACLU who argue that the government has violated Fred's constitutional rights. He's being punished not for what he's done, but who he is, and the law has been applied differently because of his race. The government attorney counters that national security demands swift action. America must be protected from sabotage and invasion, and that is of greater importance than any one individual's rights. The judge agrees, and the ACLU's suit is dismissed. Fred is then convicted of illegally entering a military zone and placed on 5 years probation. So he's avoided prison time, but he isn't free. He's still subject to the orders excluding Japanese Americans from the West Coast, and the authorities aren't about to let him get away again. As soon as he leaves the courtroom, Fred is taken into custody. While his lawyers lodge an appeal, he's transferred first to an assembly center at a racetrack outside San Francisco, and from there, he's sent to Topaz War Relocation Center in Utah, 100 miles south of Salt Lake City. This camp stretches across a barren desert plain. Dust storms sweep through the rows of wooden barracks. The floors are just dirt and the walls are cracked. Each room is lit only by a single light bulb. And though here at Topaz, Fred is reunited with his parents and brothers, the family reunion is a strained one. The others worry Fred's public defiance will make them targets for the authorities, and it's not just his family who give Fred the cold shoulder. In the mess hall and in the barracks, he's treated like an outcast. No one wants to risk making their own situation worse by associating with a troublemaker like him. But despite his isolation, Fred refuses to withdraw his appeal against his sentence. The principle is too important to him. His case is still working its way through the courts, though, when the government begins to ease the internment program. Later in the fall of 1942, those who can find employment outside the coastal exclusion zone are allowed to apply for release. Fred can't do that and remains stuck behind barbed wire. But a year later, he gets his own chance to leave. Every detainee at Topaz is given a questionnaire to test how American they really are. The final two questions are the most important. Are the respondents willing to serve in the U.S. Army? And will they forswear all allegiance or obedience to the Japanese emperor? Fred answers yes to both questions and applies to be released. In January 1944, after more than 18 months of imprisonment and internment, Fred's application is approved. He eventually moves to Detroit with two of his brothers, but he can't shake the shadow of injustice. Fred still faces prejudice wherever he goes, and what's worse, the American court system seems to endorse it. Fred's appeal against his conviction in 1942 is rejected. The judges repeat the original court's finding that Executive Order 9066 was justified by military necessity. But Ernest Besig and the rest of Fred's legal team refuse to give up. And in March 1944, the Supreme Court agrees to hear Fred's case. This is the final opportunity to get his conviction overturned and to right the wrongs of Japanese-American internment. Nine justices will hold Fred's fate in their hands, and in one of the most infamous decisions the court will ever hand down, they will decide whether the government can imprison American citizens without charge, trial, or conviction.
As the holidays approach, it's time to return to the classics. Flaky pie crusts, perfectly browned butter, and cookies with just the right texture. And one ingredient you cannot compromise on is Kerrygold butter. Kerrygold butter is crafted with milk from grass-fed cows that graze on lush green pastures across family farms in Ireland. The result? A rich, creamy butter with a high butterfat content that elevates every recipe. Whether you're making signature shortbread or browning butter for a nutty depth in your pecan pie, Kerrygold makes all the difference. The flavor is unmatched, and the texture it brings to baked goods is simply divine. So this holiday season, if you're baking for loved ones or just for yourself, reach for Kerrygold. It's the butter of choice, and your pies, your cookies, and your cakes will thank you.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
It's December 18th, 1944 in Washington, D.C., 8 months after the Supreme Court agreed to hear Fred Korematsu's case. Associate Justice Hugo Black takes his position on the bench in the nation's highest court. He glances around the crowded chamber. Attorneys from both sides wait tensely at their tables, and reporters fill every spare seat. This is no ordinary ruling. It's a case that has gripped the nation. 2 months earlier, the nine Supreme Court justices heard arguments over whether the United States can detain citizens without trial. Government lawyers claimed the policy was a matter of wartime necessity, that the mass evacuation of Japanese Americans protected the country from espionage and invasion. Fred's lawyers countered that national security did not justify the incarceration of innocent people based solely on their race. Now, as the chamber falls silent, Justice Black clears his throat and begins to read a summary of the majority decision. The court has accepted the government's argument that the exclusion of Japanese Americans was not based on hostility to race. Fred Korematsu's conviction for defying military orders is upheld, but the decision is not unanimous. Three dissenting justices say the military orders go over the very brink of constitutional power and fall into the ugly abyss of racism. They also warn that the decision will lie around like a loaded weapon for any future administration that might claim military necessity overrules the rights of an entire ethnic group. The highest court in the land has ruled, and Fred Korematsu has lost. But the publicity around the case does pressure the government to act. President Roosevelt rescinds Executive Order 9066, allowing Japanese Americans to return to the West Coast, and most of the remaining concentration camps begin to close. Still, it will be decades before the full story behind this dark chapter comes to light. In the early 1980s, researchers will uncover documents proving that officials knowingly hid evidence that Japanese Americans posed no threat to national security. That revelation will allow Fred Korematsu's conviction to finally be overturned. And later, in 1998, he will be awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest civilian honor in the United States. This award will recognize his long fight for justice, a struggle that Fred began when the orders targeting Japanese Americans were first introduced, and one he continued even after the Supreme Court ruled against him on December 18, 1944. Next on History Daily, December 19, 1843, Charles Dickens introduces readers to grumpy miser Ebenezer Scrooge in his festive classic, A Christmas Carol. From Noiser and Airship, this is History Daily, hosted, edited, and executive produced by me, Lindsey Graham. Audio editing by Mohammed Shazi. Sound design by Molly Bach. Music by Thrum. This episode is written and researched by Olivia Jordan. Edited by Scott Reeves. Managing producer Emily Burke. Executive producers are William Simpson for Airship and Pascal Hughes for Noiser.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.